Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Benny and Haiti, put your headphones in and ignore your coworkers. 105.7 The Fan.
Benny and Haiti, 105.7 The Fan. Woman Crush Wednesday. Pick a song. We'll play it. Favorite female artist or band. Bob Haiti, Vinny Serrato. NFL Draft starts tomorrow in Detroit. First pick, Chicago Bears. Bears know who they're taking. I mean, we all know who they're taking. So I don't think there's going to be any drama there. But what the Ravens might do at 30 is certainly worth talking about. And here to do it and everything else draft related, he's on the Maryland Sports Commission fan hotline, CBSSports.com. Let's welcome back to the show our friend of yours, Ryan Wilson. Ryan, what's up, buddy?
My head's spinning, guys. My head's spinning, trying to figure all this stuff out.
Oh, man, I figured you'd be just sitting on your rear end doing nothing the day before the draft. But as we're a little more than 24 hours away from the first round, Ryan, what do you know about team needs and wants and possible inside information today that maybe you didn't know a month ago?
Oh, my gosh. It feels like everything is changing by the minute. Everyone knows Caleb's going to Chicago, and it looks like Washington's leaning towards Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels apparently wants to play in Vegas, which is interesting. I don't think they have nearly enough draft capital to get up into the number two conversation, because that's where Washington wants to stay, because clearly they need a quarterback as well. And then you wonder what Vegas' plans will be, because you don't want to be in that division without a quarterback. I think, from what I understand, Minnesota is going to try incredibly hard to get to number three, where the Patriots currently reside, for Drake May. And, you know, the conversation for the longest time had been, well, Minnesota must be using that extra first-round pick for J.J. McCarthy. And I think J.J. is going to be in their backup plans, but I think they ideally would like to get to three. And if you can get a King's ransom, if you're the Patriots, and it certainly feels like you would, maybe you come off of that and try to come back up and do all the stuff that we do on these mock draft machines. So that's something to keep an eye on. And I think Denver's going to try really hard to get into that top five and maybe get QB4, which would be J.J. McCarthy. The funny thing is, guys, we have all these iterations and permutations of these scenarios, and a lot of times once the draft actually starts, there are many fewer fireworks and surprises. So maybe there's only one trade, and that's Minnesota, and they're not quite the 15 or 16 different sort of Goodwill Hunting scenarios that we like to play out on our fake chalkboards.
All right, Ryan, get the CBS Sports crystal ball ready. The top three quarterbacks expected to go this year, compare them to Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud, and Anthony Richardson last year's top three.
Yeah, I think if you try to go back to 365 days ago, you would rate this class better. Caleb and Jaden over Bryce and CJ because Bryce is undersized and CJ, while good at Ohio State, didn't look quite like the quarterback we saw consistently for Houston. And Anthony Richardson was just so raw. I think he started 13 games, maybe just a handful fewer than that. So I would rate this class higher. Drake May is an upside guy, maybe in the same conversation as Anthony Richardson in that sense that he has a lot of football ahead of him. He's just 21 years old. But I think Anthony Richardson was a better player, if you're asking me to rank those two at the number three spot. I would take Anthony Richardson over Drake May, but I fully realize that Drake May is just 21 years old, and he's 2-3 years younger than a lot of these quarterbacks in this class.
Hey, Ryan, I think it's going to be more difficult than people think to get to four. Because if I'm four and I'm Arizona and I want a receiver, going to 11, I lost all three. You know, I'm not – I'll trade with the Giants. I mean, because you keep hearing the Giants want to move up. And they want Drake May, supposedly, because it probably reminds Dable of Josh Allen. So, I mean, if they come up and I'm Arizona going back a couple spots, yeah, I would consider that. But otherwise, no.
I'm with you. And this, I have one more mock draft to do, and I was literally fidgeting with it right before Nolan called. And I had the Cardinals trading out of four to allow Denver to come up. That puts you at 12, and to your point, Vinny, that's a no-go for a wide receiver. Mm-hmm. So in my infinite wisdom, I had him trading from 12 to 8 because maybe the Falcons want to trade down. And the Falcons make sense because they're probably going to be looking at defense first, and you can get those guys three or four picks later. You're going to have a handful of whether it's an edge rush or maybe even a Byron Murphy defensive tackle there. And if you get to 8, if you're the Cardinals, and we've seen Monty Austin Ford do that last year, right? They went from the top of the draft to 12 and back to 6 to get Paris Johnson Jr. If you get to 8, I think Rome Odunze, you don't want to get any lower than 8 and roll the dice on whoever your wide receiver 3 is, because I think after that you're playing with fire at that point. But again, that's a lot of mental gymnastics you have to do to make this work out, where you can just stay at 4 and take Marvin and be extremely happy about it.
Yeah, I sometimes you get too cute, you know, and then you end up getting stuck, and then you're hosed, you know. I mean, that's the problem.
And that's what happened to the Jets last year, right? The Steelers leapfrogged the Jets by a gift from the Patriots. They took Broderick Jones, and then the Jets were like, all right, well, it seems like they were going to take an offensive tackle, and they took Will McDonald, the fourth, the edge rusher, and he was a good player, but was that a need on an already great defense? And not entirely their fault. They got sort of – they were going through the crosswalk, and the steamroller hit them, but they would have loved to have an offensive tackle there. I feel like they were just wrong place, wrong time.
Ryan, who do you see – whether it be character or medical, that's dropping some? You know, like 2 years ago, Bob and I were just talking, Kyle Hamilton was the top 5 pick because he ran slow, went to 14. He slid. Is it Latu? How many teams, failed Latu on the physical and the characters and character stuff with other people?
Yeah, I've heard Latu, the teams I talk with, that medically he's fine. And He could, if he went top 15, some people would not be surprised. I don't know about every team because it only takes one, like you say. Oh my gosh, he's the most technically sound edge rusher in the class.
No doubt.
And Jackson Powers Johnson, from the people I keep talking to, almost certainly won't go in the first round, which was a surprise to me.
Really?
And I'm not sure why. I haven't got a clear explanation, whether it's medical or something else. We talked to him at the combine. He was a fantastic young man to talk to in an interview, and his tape speaks for itself. So I don't know if it's just the measurables. He's tall. He's certainly heavy enough. He was 320, I think. I mean, that's your center. He's not going to get moved up the spot too often. But I think he's going to fall out of the first round. But remember, last year Osiris Torrance slipped out of the first round, ended up going to the second round of the Bills, had a really good season. His was a knee issue, and, from what I understand, he was plenty healthy last year. He has a chance to fall out of the first round, and Michael Penix Jr. is just he's a hot-button topic. Some teams think he's a first-round talent. Other teams like him on day two, and I don't know if that's necessarily we're learning. And we sort of knew that going in, but it's interesting to me. And I think Xavier Worthy, going in the other direction, has a chance, even at 166, 165, to go in the top 32 just because of the speed. And I think he's a completely different player than John Ross, who obviously had the combine record before Xavier got there.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, because what I'm hearing now, like on Pittsburgh, is offensive tackle and take the center. You can get a center in the third round, whereas an offensive tackle, they may go in the first. What do you think of that? Who do you have in your mock to the Steelers?
Let's see. The one I did on Monday was what I would do if I were making all these picks, and I had him taking Graham Barton, the interior. He played left tackle at Duke, but he's taken inside of the next level. But a lot, I think there had been a run on the tackles at that point, and he filled the need. He's going to be a first-rounder, I feel like, unless something happens that we don't know about. But I don't hate the idea if a J.C. Latham sitting there, and
right.
I don't think
oh,
that
yeah.
he will be.
No.
But you think about J.C. Latham, he's probably gone. Telly Fuaga is probably going to be gone. I know the Jets like him a lot. And then you have Troy Fautanu, who makes some sense. He can play on the left side of Washington. He can even play some guard. So I would take tackle first if you like to tackle. Like Tyler Guyton of Oklahoma, incredibly athletic, but he's also raw. And if you didn't feel comfortable putting Broderick Jones out there early on in his rookie season, I don't know if I'd feel that way about Tyler Guyton. So I think it just depends on which tackles there that you like. And then if you like a Graham Barton who feels like a layup, you do that. The other guy is Zach Frazier that we hear a lot about in Pittsburgh, among Pittsburgh fans, and he'll be targeted in day two. I don't know if he'll be there at 51 when the Steelers are back on the clock, though.
Hey, Ryan, how many – like, I was just kind of penciling things down. I could see how many offensive linemen – could 9 O linemen go in the first, 6 receivers, 6 quarterbacks? Would that be a possibility?
I would be surprised if Bo Nix sneaks into the first round. All the teams I talk to say he's a day two guy. But again, it only takes one. We'll see. I think 9 is the exact number that you get to on the offensive line. And if you can talk yourself into a Jordan Morgan or even
I
a
like
Jackson
Morgan.
Morgan.
I like Morgan.
I do too. And he's going to be tackle guard versatility as well.
Mm-hmm.
And he's coming off the ACL. I thought he played well last year, and he's going to get even stronger a year removed from the ACL. Year 2 is usually when you get back to form. So if Jordan Morgan and Jackson Powers Johnson are on your dance card, that gets you north of 9, which is crazy to me. Wide receiver 6. That feels about right. I feel like we're going to be running these guys. And I think this wide receiver class, we just talked about the quarterbacks, this wide receiver class is better than last year's at the top 2 with the 4 guys that went 20, 21, 22, and 23. I think this group has a chance to be special. And I think if you told me Malik Nabers ended up being the best wide receiver in this group, like Jamar Chase was, I would get on board with that without very little hesitation.
Now, when you look at the Ravens at 30, is there any of the tackles left? Is there a starting potential guy left? You know, is Mims still available? Mims is probably good. Mims scares me a little bit because he's only played 8 games.
Only played 8 games and has an injury history, and that's why he's only played those 8 games. And I had him going to Baltimore in that mock draft that I did on Monday, what I would do, because he was sitting there because of that uncertainty.
Mm-hmm.
But Vinny, when I tell you he walked across that stage and blocked out all the lights.
Oh, he looked beautiful.
He's not fat. It's muscle, and he's 20, 21 years old. And if you want to replace Morgan Moses, this is the guy you build in the lab, and people don't take you seriously when you trot him out there. I think he's incredibly athletic. He just has to stay healthy. And if he were there at 30, I would feel pretty good about that. Tyler Guyton is also an option there, but I think Mims has more upside, even though he hasn't played nearly as much football.
And Munkin would know him. You know, Munkin knows him.
And that's the other thing. Exactly. There's that connection. And whether you like to admit it or not, or whether it's fair or not, that plays a part. Familiarity is a big part of how we make decisions, whether football or otherwise. And if you know that guy, which is why I've heard some murmurings that Seattle might be interested in Michael Penix, because they had the offensive staff there from the Huskies. But that's also something to keep an eye on. But I get it. And Amarius Mims, physically, my goodness, checks every box.
If you play for the Orioles, he'd be called Mimsies by Brandon. He's Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. Real quick, we know you're busy. The can't-miss player, in your opinion, of this draft, if it exists, is who?
Oh, I'm going to go with my favorite defensive player in this draft, Byron Murphy, the defensive tackle out of Texas. I think he has a chance to be special. He's only 290, but good luck trying to double-team him. He splits double-teams like he's just, you know, strolling through the park. He's a lot of fun, and I think he has a chance to be the first defensive player taken.
He's Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. Ryan, always appreciate the time. We know you're busy. So get back at it, my friend. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Ryan. Enjoy Detroit.
Thank you, guys.
Yep.
Well, I guess he found humor in enjoying Detroit. Never been to Detroit.
What's you haven't?
No. What's there not to enjoy about Detroit?
No, Detroit's okay. I mean, Bob, there's going to be 300,000 people there. It's going to be quite an event. I think it's cold there right now, though.
Ah, well, that would be unenjoyable. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, whip around. Busy night in sports. Stay tuned for that. Draft profile number 2. We're talking wide receiver. A guy that could be around at 30 and maybe, at least based on physical traits, could fit that profile of a player they could need, etc.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Petra.
Vinny and Hades with brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. The best crab cakes in Harford County. 1057 The Fan.
Good evening, 81057 The Fan. It is the whip around here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. Orioles lose last night, 7-4. Back at it, 4:07. As soon as we get the lineup, we'll give it to you. NFL draft is tomorrow. We'll save this for later as we get more time to talk about it. Reggie Bush got his Heisman back.
Yep.
Damn right, man. 2005 Heisman Trophy winner was taken from him because all the crazy nonsense that was going around, allegedly, with the illegal this and inappropriate that. But as the landscape of college sports has changed dramatically, reinstated, now he's allowed to go back to the Heisman ceremonies.
The Heisman House, the
good
commercials.
For him, get him back in there. And I was telling you off the air, me and Rob Long and Todd Helmick, our buddy from nationalchamps.net, who now makes cider for a living. Dion's teammate at Florida State, by the way, in 1987. We went and saw USC open the season like a band. Yeah, they opened for Zeppelin. No, they played against Virginia Tech to start the season. Little did we know at the time, well, one, FedEx Field sucks.
It does.
Secondly, we saw one of the greatest college football teams of all time, and Reggie Bush was a very big part of that team.
Well, I was at the Notre Dame game, Bob, the push-push game.
Tush-push.
Tush-push game. I was there for that.
Which actually, is now legal.
I was standing on the USC sidelines.
But anyway, Reggie Bush, congratulations to you. You got boned in the first place, so hopefully this guy gets his name restored and his reputation as well. But last night on the ice, Caps at Madison Square Garden taking on the Rangers. Better than the last time, but still not good enough.
Here's Ovechkin. Stop, taken away by Zibanejad. In with Kreider. Zibanejad. Miller scores! A shorthanded goal by Keandre Miller.
Well, the
MSG Network, by the way.
Yeah, the whole thing, you know, with that game was, I mean, the Caps got out 1-0, which was great for the Caps. You know, then Trocheck scored. But when you look at the power plays, I mean, the Rangers scored on the power play twice. Two power play goals, one shorthanded goal. Can't have that happen. And Ovi can't lose the puck on the power play because he ain't going to play any defense on the power play. So, I mean, those things cannot happen. Although the Caps did get two power play goals. You know, they gave up two and gave up a shorty. So, I mean, three of the four goals were – none of this stuff happened 5-on-5. It was all 5-on-4 or, you know, type stuff. So Caps are down 2-0. They haven't beat the Rangers in New York this season. So they're 0-4 there now. They come home. They're 2-0 against the Rangers this year at home. They got to win them both. They just don't have the they don't have enough oomph.
Since it is Woman Crush Wednesday, Hart has a song called Heartless. Ovi right now, pointless.
Yeah,
pointless.
Almost shotless.
Pointless.
Almost shotless.
Yeah. He kind of, in the ending scrum,
yeah,
he was in the goal mouth and kind of whipped on a, he was there. And then he had one that was, who's the goalie there for the Rangers?
It was Zibanejad.
Yeah,
he's spectacular. Another Russian dude.
Yeah, he kind of that thing. But anyway, Caps, as Vinny said, down 0-2 game 3 Friday down in D.C. Florida in overtime. Stunned the Lightning 3-2. They're up 2-0 in that series. Also, it was Colorado bouncing back 5-2 over Winnipeg. That series tied at a game apiece. And then Nashville all over Vancouver like a Kmart suit, 4-1. That series tied at a game apiece.
Yeah, and Nashville's a good team. Well, what happened with Vancouver, Bob, is they have one of the best goalies in the league. And it was announced yesterday morning, you know, in like the pre-skate before the game. Goalie's done. So, I mean,
For the series,
and maybe longer.
Oh, boy.
So, that mentally, I think that's like, oh, crap. You know, so that's going to be an interesting one if Vancouver can come back. Now they're 1-1 going back to Nashville.
Tonight on the ice, Stanley Cup playoffs, Boston at Toronto, tied at a game apiece. Vegas at Dallas, Knights up 1, and then L.A. at Edmonton. The Oilers are up 1 in that one.
Oilers, yeah, I mean, McDavid's rolling, man. He had 5 assists, and they're scoring goals. And if they're playing like that, they're going to be tough to beat. Vegas wanted Dallas. They got Dallas, and they beat Dallas, and they got outshot 2-1 and still won the game.
NBA playoffs last night, Indiana at Milwaukee. Remember, Dame Time dropped 35 on him in the first half in Game 1 as the Bucks win going away. But last night, how about a measure of revenge, shall we say?
Cross court, inside, Pascal, turn around, Jay, again! 33 points for Pascal Siakam.
NBA TV on the call, 125-108. Indiana, the Pacers race to the win as they even that series at a game apiece against the Giannis-less Bucks. Jalen Smith sticks, DNP, man. But as we heard, Pascal Siakam very much played 37-11-6. That series now tied at a game apiece. We had a Sean Devaney on yesterday from Heavy.com, and he said, just something's not right about Phoenix. Yeah. And they were up early and often against Minnesota in Game 2 with Ant-Man and kid from Kentucky, Cat and Ant, not doing things. And then the second half they did, 105-93. The T-Wolves now up 2-0 in that one. Yeah. Jaden McDaniels, 25, to lead the way.
I wonder why the owner wants to keep team Bob.
Yeah, Suns are setting out there. They got Bradley Beal. They already had Booker and Durant. They got Nurka Lurk from Portland. You figured this was one of them super teams in the making. They just never really got off the ground at all. I know injury because Beal missed a bunch of time out of the gate. They just never seem to get it rolling. They're not done. They go back home, but they're in a hole 0-2 right now. Dallas, they got back in it. Sean Devaney again. I said, hey, man, first road team to win. He said it's going to be Dallas, and they did, 96-93. Well, actually, it was Indiana, technically, but 96-93. Luka, 32 in the win, tied at 1. Tonight, Miami's at Boston. Celtics up 1-0. And then it's New Orleans at Oklahoma City. The Thunder up 1-0 over the Pelicans, who still are without a frustrated now Zion Williams. Said he wants to play. Just can't.
Yeah, he's got
and
that
he's
hammy.
Good when he plays. He misses time. It's Vinny and Haiti, 105.7 The Fan. It is April the 24th, this day in sports history, talking about it on the whip. 1974 Orioles, 50 years ago today. Memorial Stadium, Birds heads the Angels, California Angels at the tie, 4-3. The B, Bomber 2-for-4 of the Ribby. Bobby Grich, Don Baylor, Earl Williams also drove in runs. Dave McNally gets the win, 1979 in Anaheim against the Angels. This could bode well
I mean, if we're looking on track records here, 7-2, Orioles put the smack down on California. Preview of that year's ALCS. Singing, Sweet Swiggy Kenny Singleton. He went yard twice. Rich Dower had a homer. The Demper, Rick Dempsey, he had two ribbies. Jim Palmer gets the win. 1996, Orioles over Kansas City there. 11-8, Chris Hoyles, two homers. Cal Ripken, Brady Anderson, and Mike Devereaux also hit home runs. Kent Merker, he got the win, was traded eventually for Eddie Murray, which was great. And then, Nolan, this, you were alive for this one, 2012. In Baltimore, 2-1, Orioles over Toronto. Matt Wieters hit a home run. Tommy Hunter gets the win. Pedro Strop the save. This day in NFL draft history, 1988, Vinny, in New York, Andre Bruce went number one to Atlanta from Auburn. Yeah. Remember that guy?
Yes, Andre Bruce from Auburn. No instincts whatsoever. Zero.
Yeah, Neil Smith went number two from Nebraska to KC, got a Super Bowl ring with Denver. Tim Brown went number six.
Timmy went six to the Raiders.
Yeah, and then Michael Irvin went 11.
Did he really?
Yeah, some Hall of Famers there, 94. You should know a little bit about this with Vinny. New York, Dan Wilkinson.
Big Daddy.
Went number one to Cincinnati. Marshall Faulk went number two. San Diego State, Bryant Young went number seven.
We moved up from 15 and traded with the Rams in the division.
And that was the Tobin Mel.
Was that the Tobin Mel thing?
Yeah, because Trev Alberts went to the
Five.
Colts. Yeah. Who the hell's this Mel Kiper anyway?
Yeah, we took William Floyd at 29 that year, too.
There were a lot of, like, really good players in that draft. But anyway, 2004, 20 years ago, it was the Eli draft in New York. He wind out of San Diego, went to the Giants. Also, you know, some other cool – I mean, Roethlisberger, Rivers is a stud. I mean, there are plenty of great players in that draft. But I didn't remember this till I looked at it this morning. Remember who number two was? Number two pick in the draft.
What year?
The 2004.
Was Reggie Bush, wasn't it?
Nope, he was still at USC.
04.
We just talked about that.
I don't know who was two.
Robert Gallery.
Oh, Iowa. Long hair.
He was the can't-miss guy of that draft, and he missed a lot on the offensive line.
Well, Bob.
I think that's when old Al Davis was losing his fastball around this time.
Number two pick. Can't miss offensive tackle was earlier.
Mandarich.
Yep. Two offensive. Well, he was like a juiced up. You know, I mean, Bob, when he walked in to the combine, like he had pimples all over his back and hair.
You know, those chain tattoos around his body. He had real chains on his biceps. That's how bad he was. And then he got bad in the NFL in a bad way. It's Vinny at 81.057. The fans, speaking of the draft, going back to the wide receiver pool with Vinny Serrato next. Ravens, will they take one at 30? This guy could possibly be around. Stay tuned for that. And if we have time, a little fun out trip. Nolan McGraw, news from the Nest at noon. Buy or sell, 12:15. Where's the midweek money? And we'll talk about the Orioles. They lose last night. Grayson Rodriguez takes the first L. Jim Hunter, our colleague on Baltimore Baseball Tonight. Orioles at Angels series finale. 407 in Anaheim. We get the lineup we're given.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
With the 30th pick.
This is Vinny's Draft Profiles.
The Baltimore Ravens select
Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
Murphy throws a deep ball into the end zone. He's got Mitchell, and it's caught. Adonai Mitchell with the Texas touchdown.
ESPN on the call. It's Vinny at 81.057 The Fan. NFL draft tomorrow night. First round starts at 8 o'clock. We got a big draft day coming your way here on The Fan. But a guy that could be around at pick number 30 is someone you just heard at a University of Texas.
Adonai Mitchell, Texas. 6'2", 205, ran 4.34. 32 3/8 arm, so he's got good arm length. 9-inch hands, jersey 5, a junior. 1.5210, 4.34 and a 40. He's flying. 39.5 vertical, awesome. 11.4 broad jump, that's freakish. Now, he transferred from Georgia in the spring of 23. He was a four-star recruit from Tennessee. 15 starts in his career at Georgia, so he would know Todd Monken also. Now, in 2021 at Georgia, 29 catches for 4.28. 14.7 average, 4 touchdowns. 2022, he missed 9 games with an injury, so he had 9 catches for 134. 14.9 average with 3 touchdowns. 3 touchdowns, 9 catches, not bad. Then this year at the University of Texas, 55 for 845. 15.4 average, 11 touchdowns. So it had him and Worthy. So they had a hell of a group there.
Yeah, and yours isn't no slouch on that football either.
Nope. His strengths. Adonai's strengths. Size, speed, athlete. Has a burst with the ball in his hands. Good quick feet to avoid the jam. He can adjust to the deep ball. Good body control. Great leaping ability. Good quicks in and out of cuts. He can track a deep ball. Good line awareness. Good concentration. Can track the deep ball. Can reach out and snatch the ball. He can create separation. We'll go over the middle and catch the ball. We'll get a lot of PIs, penalties. Shows some yak ability. Shows good hands. He can make sharp breaks and create separation. Weakness. He did fumble on a reverse. Slight frame. Needs to get stronger. Could make more people miss. Needs to improve his blocking. In summary, this kid has a wiry frame that has good speed, quicks, and athletic ability. He has very good body control to get in and out of cuts and can certainly create separation. Needs to get stronger, which will really help him. What's came out of him lately is he's diabetic, and I guess he doesn't take his insulin. And I was listening to a doctor on the NFL show yesterday saying that, you know, what you want to find out is it, you know, is it because he doesn't want to? You know, what's his reasoning for not taking the medicine if he's not? Because they provide it for him and everything. So those are the questions that you got to find out about him, because of what they said. He gets moody and then he doesn't work and those kind of things. So I'm sure that everybody has found out what's his situation.
Mark Andrews is diabetic, yeah. And he's religious in maintenance.
So, Bob, if he drops out of the first round and into the mid-second, then there's red flags. And on their cards, Bob, on the card on the board, you know, in the rankings and stuff, there's a card and it's got our cards had name, height, weight, the height, weight, speed, confirmed height, weight, speed. And then it also had like all the grades, like let's say, Bob, you gave the guy a 6. So it, like, there'd be a B for Bob, a 6, V, you know, I gave him a 5+ or whatever, and Norm. And, you know, so there's probably like 6 grades. And then there's a big grade at the end, which is like the Ravens grade. And then also on there, if his medical was, say, questionable, we put a red X on the card. So when you looked at it, that red, you could see that, okay, we know that he's got some medical, like Malcolm Kelly was a 4 medical. Anybody that's a 4, 3- or a 4, probably got that red X on the card. if he's a five, he's probably off the board. One to five is was our medical grades. One being best, five being, you know, a lot of surgeries and stuff, and don't take him. Whereas a four can take, but, you know, be aware that, like with Malcolm Kelly. I remember Bubba Tyer telling us, Malcolm, yeah, he's going to have a shorter career. You're going to have to baby him. We can do all that kind of stuff if you want, but longevity's not going to be there. It's up to you guys if you want to take him.
Number five. Adonai Mitchell. Mel Kiper Jr. has him rated as the number eight receiver in this year's draft. And then the dueling mocks. Field Yates has him going number 28 to a wide receiver needy Buffalo Bills there.
You know, and he's 6'2", 205. He can run, and he can track the deep ball. You know, you got a quarterback that can throw the deep ball. So, and that's why we're doing these guys, because Mel just told us a couple minutes ago that McConkey probably go late first, early second. So all these guys that we're talking about are in the Ravens' range if they're looking at wide receiver.
Including the guy we're going to be talking about at 12:45. We'll come back, say hi to Nolan McGraw. News from the Nest coming up at noon. Buy or sell. Where's the midweek money? Hopefully counting it at 12:15. Jim Hunter talking about the Orioles. Orioles lose last night 7-4. Grace Rodriguez, he got shelled. If you missed it, a lot of hard contact, as it was an appropriate win for the Angels. Orioles did put up a little uprising late offensively, but it was not enough. Now Dean Kramer's going to try to win this series with some help from his friends. Birds are off tomorrow. Then the Oakland A's come to town on Friday. It's Vinny and Haiti, Nolan McGraw, Woman Crush Wednesday.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Stay the fan.
Until the Gold Club opens.
Make it rain.
Vinny and Haiti.
Better grab an umbrella.
1057 The Fan.
News for the Nest coming up here, top of the hour. Getting back to Eric DaCosta's five-year run as the GM of the Ravens. Baltimore Sun, Brian Wacker, Childs Walker, Mike Preston grading him. As we hand out grades, we like to judge people in today's society. Spoiler alert, the grades are positive as he heads into his sixth draft. A big one because, you know, Ravens lost, what, 15 players in the offseason?
Yeah, they need depth. They've got a great core, but they need depth. They need some cheap labor is what they need at some critical positions.
Mike's right here. Maybe a little Bo Braid fun day two, perhaps. Maryland safety was on the show a couple of
possibly.
Weeks ago.
Yeah, no doubt. He would. I mean, they need one.
Yep.
They need one of those. That, you know, I mean, they almost need somebody at every position. I mean, to be totally honest.
Because we've talked about a thousand times. You have a I'm going to say Hall of Fame, two-time MVP quarterback who's well on his way if he continues this trajectory in Lamar Jackson. Two, Canton, I know a lot of you, he won nothing yet. I mean, his winning percentage in the regular season is among the best in the history of football. It's the playoff stuff that's going to have to be exercised.
Bob, I mean,
they were all there with you, by the way, those critics. But
what
he's the reason you get to the playoffs.
Yeah, what quarterback in the league that you can say, when he's been healthy, he's been MVP candidate every time?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
He gets player of the week every year, even in banged up years he gets it.
Yeah, the year that they lost in the playoffs to the Bengals, that Huntley was the quarterback and Lamar missed what?
He was player of the month
in September. He was the talk of the MVP at the beginning of what, the first six, 7 weeks? And then he gets hurt. So each year that's, and I think that Lamar and them, they're hoping that keeps getting better. The throwing keeps getting more yards. They keep getting better in that area.
Because the running's going to get less. And we talked about it a couple of days ago. Jason Cole, like yesterday, that his, that incredible quarterback speed it's not what it was 5 years ago. He's still faster than probably 98% of the QBs in the league, but he's not that just transcendent speed guy that he was. Because he doesn't, we talked about it last year. Why is that guy catching him?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Who wasn't like, catching him?
Yeah. In 19?
Yeah, he's not like he's 40 either.
Yeah. That'll be Jaden Daniels this year.
Anyway, so we got all that coming your way. We'll look more at the grades. Orioles are in Anaheim this afternoon, 4:07 our time, trying to win the series. They lose last night. Little modest three-game winning streak comes to an end for the Angels. They ended a five-game losing streak with the loss. The Orioles dropped back to second place in the AL East, a half back behind the Yankees. We'll talk about that with Jim Hunter. But let's get Nolan and say hi at least. Nolan, say hi.
Doing good over here. I got something the listeners should be interested in here, or very interested in. Another giveaway. We're doing these all week. I got more Missy Elliott tickets here. The Out of This World, The Experience. CFG Bank Arena, August 1st. It's coming up here. Tickets on sale right now, courtesy of Live Nation. But I got a pair to give away. So we'll do caller number 7 at 410-583-1057. Again, if you want to win a pair of tickets to see Missy Elliott in Baltimore on August 1st.
My wife is a big Missy Elliott fan. When we do our Friday Night Metal Fest, as it started out, it's kind of just become all night. We listen to music, watch videos, and drink and eat and drink and be merry and all that good stuff. Loves Missy Elliott.
Hmm.
Now, Bobster here, not in his alley. Not saying that she's not good, just not. You know, the earworm, the pacifying, the old brain pan. It's just not something that, it's like country music.
Yeah.
I'd rather get kicked in the short ones for 3 minutes than listen to like Luke Bryan pine for his buddy's girlfriend or something like that. But that's just me. People think my musical tastes suck. But then again, I don't care because they're my music. I listen to what I like. And Missy Elliott is someone that a lot of people like. I think she was kind of on semi-retirement for a while there. Am I right with that one, Nolan?
I'm not sure,
kind of
to be honest.
Burst back onto the scene.
She's been timeless, though.
Yeah.
I mean, she's spans generations.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominee, if not inductee. But if you want to get in, get them tickets. Caller number 7, as Nolan said. We'll come back. News from the Nest. Buy or sell. Jim Hunter talking to Orioles. Another draft profile. Another wide receiver. Maybe a guy that could fit the bill at pick number 30. Well, you'll find out. So stick around here on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.